I am all for making Australia great. I don't know that I would do it Clive Palmer's way, but as you know, I've mentioned a number of times over the last couple of weeks that I've received several of these text messages from him. The question I constantly ask myself is that Clive Palmer has got no chance whatsoever of winning a seat in Parliament. In fact, I don't think any of his party members are going to win a seat in Parliament, but he seems to be spending more money than the major parties are. To try and get to the bottom of why he's doing this, Nick Hayes from Media Staples with us. Nick, I don't want to laugh about this. I want to have a serious discussion, but I don't think it's going to be possible.
Stephen, it'd be impossible. It would be impossible not to laugh about this. This is nearly one of the greatest jokes that is going around in media. I think, you know, very, very nice of Mr. Palmer to be supporting so many media groups and media houses with the abundance of money. Anything up to $50 million he's going to be spending in this unofficial federal election that's already out there. But, oh God, what's going to happen when we do go into a federal election? That's going to be even more scary. But he is spending like there is no tomorrow, and he wants your vote. And I'm not exactly sure, though, it's going to have any effect, because if there's anything he is doing, he's just annoying the absolute bejeebers out of us.
Well, and that's interesting. When you say $50 million, that is going to far exceed what both major parties spend in total, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Like, so last federal election, the Liberal Party spent around $34 million, and I think the Labor Party spent just a little bit less. So there is every chance he's on the way to be spending more money than both parties put together. So he doesn't, he's looking to aim to have people in every single seat. He wants to get a couple of lower house seats. I'm actually surprised that there's even enough people out there, 107 people out there, that would be even interested in joining his party.
Yeah.
That is bewildering, but he is going to have a real go at it. But he's doing things here that probably doesn't fit well with the Australian public anyway. He's coming up with no policies. He's just having a go at both the Labor and the Liberal Party. And that just doesn't go anywhere if he doesn't really stand for anything.
So you'd think $1 million of that $50 million would have been better spent hiring someone that could come up with a coherent message.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good idea. Or even, Stephen, maybe pay back some of the $300 million that he's left Queensland Nickel, you know, high and dry with. But that's caused a real major stir as to why he's actually spending all this money on advertising in places that we don't even have or even see any representative from his party. And yet he thinks that big billboards, big full pages in the major nationals and also to the state newspapers, not to mention the radio ads and television ads that are running.
Yeah.
And some of these are very just scare tactics. You know, they're looking at the fear side of what's going on without any real policy at all.
And that's the interesting thing about this. And this is something that's popped in my head now. And I was discussing this with one of my colleagues a couple of weeks ago, and that I've been involved in politics, and I always used to tell all of my operatives, if somebody from the opposition hands you a how-to-vote card, don't dismiss them. Take it, because it's one less that they can give to somebody else. So I'm happy for Clive to blow all his money on this. But you wonder whether or not, you know, when you think of the likes of the people from Queensland Nickel, and think, well, hang on a sec, is it actually his money that he's blowing?
Well, I think he's hoping that, and if he does pull in a percentage within each of the electorates that he is competing in, that he will get compensated back. The Australian Electoral Commission will have to compensate him some money back for running, and that's if he hits a certain percentage. But look, the reality here is that the reason a guy like Clive Palmer is getting a run is that the Labor and the Liberal Party, he's playing on the fact that they have really given us a bit of a steer that I wouldn't suggest is the conviction politician that we've had of the past. It's enabled him to be able to go into the fears of people about where we are with Australia, employment and everything like that. Bit of a joke, though, compared to what he's done at Queensland Nickel.
Yeah.
But he's playing on our fears. He's playing on all that sort of thing. And it just doesn't. It doesn't make much sense, because we can see him for who he really is. And let's not forget either, he was the Palmer United Party in the last federal election.
Mm.
Every single member that got elected under his seat, under his name, ended up departing from him anyway. So It's not stable government, and it's not policy that's going to make sense.
No, but I think you hit on an important point with that. If that, you know, of those 107 candidates, if each of them was to get over 4% of the vote, and let's face it, if you spend enough money, 4% is not that hard to get. He will see a fair whack back, but I don't know that he'll get his 50 odd million back. That's
It won't get anywhere near it, but it'll be enough for him, and I think just for his ego. I mean, this is the same guy that built, you know, wanted to build Titanic 2.
Yeah.
He also, too, wanted to build Jurassic Park at his golf course in Coolum. That's, you know, this guy doesn't really, I don't think, necessarily cross his T's and dot his I's. He's a very wealthy individual. He's worth $1.8 billion, and he's got a lot of money to spend and burn, so I think we're seeing a lot of it being done in this federal election.
Yeah, but Dee Snider and Twisted Sister said they're not going to take it. They're suing him now.
Isn't it funny? My six-year-old is singing that song now. He wasn't around for this. That was when I was 6 or 10 years old when that song was going around. And I said, why are you singing that? He goes, I heard it on the TV. And look, I'm glad that they're actually suing him for it because, quite frankly... there'll be another one taking another bit of the pie from Mr. Clive Palmer.
Extraordinary. Nick, good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again soon.
Good on you, Stephen.
That's Nick Hayes from Media Stable. Have you received these texts from Clive? Let me know. 13 27 10. Give me a call.